Earlier this week, it was revealed that there would be no charges in a non-fatal officer-involved shooting in Troy last summer. The family and friends of the man who was shot rallied on Wednesday for justice.
No justice, no peace. Indict the cop that shot Dominic. No justice, no peace.
Protesters gathered outside Troy Police Headquarters Wednesday, 2 days after word came that a grand jury cleared Officer Jared Eiler of any wrongdoing in the 2017 shooting of Dominic McDonald. McDonald, then 22 years old, was shot by Officer Eiler on the side of his head during a traffic stop. McDonald, who was known to police, was wanted for absconding from parole. He was unarmed. McDonald survived. Eiler was placed on administrative leave as police and the Rensselaer County District Attorney's Office began their investigation. Bowing to community pressure, District Attorney Joel Abelov, who was indicted by then-New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman over his handling of a grand jury investigation of the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man, Edson Thevenin, in 2016, turned the investigation over to Schenectady County District Attorney Robert Carney. The charges against Abelov were dismissed in June. New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood announced that she would appeal the dismissal. The statement released by Carney's office on Monday said the grand jury found Officer Eiler's actions against McDonald were justified. McDonald's uncle, Messiah Cooper, spoke to the protesters through a megaphone.
We don't want the killer cop in our community. We don't want the attempted murderer in our community. We don't want any bad cop in our community.
That's right.
It's a recipe for a mess.
One of the ongoing demands from the community on the issue of police-involved shootings is the reestablishment of a community police review board.
Mayor Troy, where's the review board? Mayor Troy, where's the review board?
Police at the peaceful protest handed water bottles to rallygoers and blocked off traffic. Among those speaking to the crowd was Jamaica Miles. Miles, who hails from Schenectady, is an organizer through progressive group Citizen Action NY.
We are all connected, whether we are in Schenectady, Albany, Troy, and across this nation. We are seeing the same systemic and institutional injustice that Troy faces every single day. And we say no more!
The criminal justice process in the case is closed following the grand jury decision. McDonald's attorney, Mark Mishler, said he was dismayed but not surprised by the outcome. Mishler criticized the decision to bring the case to a grand jury, a system he says typically favors police.
It has the impact of giving essentially immunity to police officers who use deadly physical force. And it's wrong, it's unjust, and it prevents the public from ever really having an opportunity in a public manner to analyze the facts, see the evidence, and for there to be a public trial where the police officer's guilt or innocence would be determined in public.
Troy Mayor Patrick Madden released a statement Monday that says in part, quote, District Attorney Carney's statement speaks for itself, outlining the thorough and independent review of the facts undertaken by the grand jury and special prosecutor's office during the nearly 11-month investigation, end quote. Chief Brian Owens, who was sworn in February, has declined to comment. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.